The text, the hour's late, the text has already been written. Read, rather. 1 Corinthians, the one that we read earlier for our responsive reading. Chapter 11, beginning at verse number 23. I'm going to talk about what does communion mean. It's going to be very brief. We've had worship, amen?
Amen.
The Shekinah glory has been here. A wise preacher knows when to sit down. So I'm going to tell you a little story, and that's going to be it. I ran into one of our former members I hadn't seen in a long time. So I asked her, I know she's got kids, what's going on? I asked her, why don't you bring the kids to Sunday school? Why don't you come to church? Why don't you bring the kids to Sunday school? She said, the kids are small and pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, something like that, I don't know. She said, I got to take the kids to, I got to take them to swimming lessons. Got to take them to basketball. Got a dog, got to walk the dog. What she was really saying, listen, I'm really busy. And the only time that I have to rest is Sunday morning. So when I get up on Sunday morning, I don't feel like doing my daughter's hair. I don't feel like getting my son ready. So what she was saying was, I'm too busy to bring my kids to Sunday school. And what she was really saying is that swimming is more important than faith. And that basketball is more important than God. Everybody's tired. Everybody. But we are growing up a generation that think that everything else is more important than getting your kids to know the Ten Commandments. The church really is not about, the church is not about information. The church is not about making you a scholar. The church is about making you faithful. Church. When you get a diagnosis, the church is about helping you to believe that you can get well. Amen. When you're going through hell in your marriage, the church is about helping you to understand that there's a bright side somewhere. Schools are designed to educate you. Schools are designed to have sport programs and t-ball and basketball and swimming. That's all nice. But what about if your child is out there swimming and almost get drowned? You need somebody to tell you that the Lord can breathe life back into him again. What about if the kids get hurt out there on the baseball field and you are scared to death? You need somebody to hold your hand. You need the church as much as your children need the church as much as they need to know about the ABCs. Church. And then the other thing too, I thought about these articles of faith and how important they are, because we don't know what we believe. And it's important that we teach our kids about why we baptize, and I ain't got time to do that today. Before we talk about communion, I'm not going to do that today either. I talked about it at 7:30 service. Listen to it on podcast. But we go to Sunday school. We want our kids, we teach our kids basics about the Bible and what we believe. And I'd like for them to be able to find Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Ephesus and Ephesians and whatever else in the Bible. I like for them to. I like for them, as well as all of us, to be able to quote a few Bible verses other than Jesus wept.
Yeah. Amen.
I'd like for all of us to be able to remember. Minister Trent was sitting there and we were reading the 14th
article of faith, she said, "You know all these, don't you?" I said, "Nope."
I'd like to be able to tell you, listen, I can quote every one of the articles of faith.
But if you cannot remember 5 Bible verses, if you can't find Habakkuk, I want you to know that he's a healer. I want you to know that he's a heart fixer. If you can't quote nary Bible verse in my grandmother's terminology, I want you to know he'll make a way. I want you to know that he is a bridge over troubled waters. When somebody walks out on you, and you are smart and you are pretty and all of that, and things not going right in your relationship, I want you to know he's a friend that's closer than a brother. And you don't learn that on the baseball field. You don't learn that in the swimming pool. You learn that in Sunday school 101. You learn that, you know, sometimes in Sunday school kids say, "Well, listen, I don't want to go to Sunday school. It's boring. They don't mean no harm, teachers." You said the same thing. Come on. This ain't no new story. We said that too. But you had a mom or a grandmom or a dad that said, "You going. You going. There's something that's going on down there that you can't get at Hackensack High School. You can't get at Parker School. All the teachers over there may not know the Lord, but you going because there's something down there that's going to help to keep you out of jail." And if you're in jail, you know the fact of the matter is, just because our kids come to church and come to Sunday school don't mean that they ain't going to run into some trouble. But it'll help you to make it through. This is an appeal for the importance of Christian education. This is an appeal that what goes on in here. We're not trying to make you scholars in here. We're trying to make us moral. We're not trying to, you know, we got all these classes, you know, we got computer classes and that's all nice. And, you know, we talk about, you know, voting and all of that. That's all nice. But the main thing is the main thing. And it's a terrible thing when you forget what the main thing is. The main thing is to make people have a little faith. Notice I said a little faith. Ain't none of us got too much faith. But the Bible talks about the faith the size of a mustard seed, that when you're going through, that you somehow, even though it doesn't look good, you got a bad diagnosis, you got a bad prognosis, you just stand flat-footed and say, I believe that God will make a way. And you get that not at the stock market, you get that in church. That's why when you come sometimes, you got to go to plan B. Plan A was to have my usual 20 minutes to half an hour. Plan B said, you already had church. Faith has been increased. Somebody got a deliverance here. Somebody got a breakthrough. And Jackson, the best thing you can do is keep it short. Yeah. Amen.